Ryan. I don't know if you ever saw that picture, but it is quite moving. Most realistic battle scenes yet filmed, I do believe. Back in those days, these kids, some of them joined up at 16 years old because they looked older. It was 1944. We needed to win this thing. Right? So believe it or not, I found this at Yahoo News. And it's seven of the most powerful quotes from history regarding that day. D-Day, widely regarded as the biggest amphibious military invasion in history, marked the start of Allied operations that would ultimately end the Second World War. Stalin's Red Army came in from the east. Allied forces came in from the west. Met in Berlin. Horrible, horrible experience. German women in business suits sitting there dead because they'd shot themselves in the head. Yeah, because they dreaded the Russians coming. And when the Russians got there, it was chaos. The women were abused horribly. There are even statues of the one being abused. Oh, she's clothed, but you see what's happening, and the Russian soldier has a pistol in her mouth. This is the kind of barbarity that happens during war. It's madness, absolutely madness. Well, what General Eisenhower said in a message to his troops is this: your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened. He will fight savagely. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck. And let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking. Martha Gellhorn, war correspondent for Collier's, quote, everyone was violently busy on that crowded, dangerous shore. The pebbles were the size of apples and feet deep, and we stumbled up a road that a huge road shovel was scooping out. We walked with the utmost care between the narrowly placed white tape lines that marked the mine-cleared path and headed for a tent marked with a red cross. Everyone agreed that the beach was a stinker, and it would be a great pleasure to get the hell out of there sometime. And there's John H. Fenton, No. 4 Beach Squadron, Royal Air Force, in a memory of the landings and the weeks that followed. On 14 July 1944, the French in our locality were able to celebrate Bastille Day for the first time in 4 years. In the morning, all attired in their best, they went to church. Any Frenchman with a uniform wore it. An ex-naval man holding his little girl by the hand wore a sailor's uniform. The village postmen wore theirs. The British organized a fete with army transport, bringing in civilians from nearby villages. A Royal Marines band and a Scottish regiment provided music. There were races for the children, even refreshments, to mark the occasion. Practically every truck, jeep, or motorcycle had a spray of red, white, and blue flowers tied in front. In addition, some had Vive la France, and tricolors chalked on the sides. A festive air prevailed. And then American historian Stephen E. Ambrose, in his book Band of Brothers, E Company, 506 Regiment, 101st Airborne, from Normandy to Hitler's Eagle's Nest, quote, Lieutenant Welsh remembered walking around among the sleeping men and thinking to himself that they had looked at and smelled death all around them all day, but never dreamed of applying the term to themselves. They hadn't come here to fear. They hadn't come to die. They had come to win. Ernie Pyle. D-Day column excerpts from Ernie's War, the best of Ernie Pyle's World War II dispatches. Quote, all that remained on the beach was some sniping and artillery fire and the occasional startling blast of a mine geysering brown sand into the air, that plus the bodies of soldiers lying in rows covered with blankets, the toes of their shoes sticking up in a line as though on drill, and other bodies uncollected still sprawling grotesquely in the sand or half hidden by the high grass beyond the beach. That plus an intense, grim determination of work-weary men to get this chaotic beach organized and get all the vital supplies and the reinforcements moving more rapidly over it from the stacked-up ships standing in droves out to sea. Now that it's over, it seems to me a pure miracle that we ever took the beach at all. And then there's George S. Patton's speech to the Third Army, given ahead of the Allied invasion. Quote, war is a bloody killing business. You've got to spill their blood or they will spill yours. Rip them up the belly, shoot them in the guts. When shells are hitting all around you, you wipe the dirt off your face and realize that instead of dirt, it's the blood and guts of what was once your best friend beside you. You'll know what to do. I don't want to get any messages saying I'm holding my position. We're not holding a GD thing. Let the Germans do that. We are advancing constantly, and we are not interested in holding on to anything except the enemy's balls. We are going to twist his balls and kick the living stuff out of him all of the time. Well, that's the attitude you have to have if you want to win.